GZM shows Imagination Amplified.
Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And
hello.
She's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O Mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
I'm green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zuck, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Fib is brought to you by Pretty Litter Cat Litter. When my cat Arlo is healthy, he's happy, and that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when he is unwell. Helping me keep tabs on my cat's health is just one of the reasons I use Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell. Like, not to brag, but when people come over, they might not know that I have a cat unless Arlo, who's huge, is in the room. Because the cat smell is not there. Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust. Plus, the crystals last up to a month, which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can, which is really great because I'm lazy. And here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It changes colors to help monitor early signs of potential illness in my cat, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Cats are, like, really sneaky, and you often don't know how they're feeling, and the worst part of that is sometimes you don't know when they're sick. So knowing when my cat is sick based on the litter changing color is a game changer. And Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/bigfib and use code BIGFIB to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB, to save 20%. prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Previously on the Big Fib.
Whatever alleged shenanigans Lisa's caught up in, I have nothing to do with any of it.
You were brought in to get us Goldstein.
Forget it! I quit!
So sorry to hear you say that, 26. Goodbye.
Dana, what's happening now?
Aaron Lapson, United States Bureau of Subterfuge. You have the right to remain silent.
Don't take me to jail. You want Dana Kutschafter.
Dana works for me.
No. This is exactly what happens in my screenplay.
It's not you we want behind bars. It's Goldstein. Because according to our intelligence, there's a children's podcast host out there developing a homeopathic liquid that forces anybody who drinks it to tell the truth.
So, are you going to turn yourself in?
But I don't have a homeopathic truth serum.
Hello? Who is this?
You want your sound effects robot, right?
McCoy.
Short Hills Mall, second floor. BS Boutique.
Hello, and welcome to The Big Fib. I'm your producer, Noah Levinson. Well, if you've stuck with us up to this point, you know that all summer long, we've been poring over an alleged spycraft-adjacent mystery involving our friend and sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience. Our investigation has led us down an ever-winding road of riddles, red herrings, and total non sequiturs, including a coded message, several botched coffee orders, a convoluted plot to take over the world, and a screenplay idea about a robot spy. And today, well, it's led us to the last place I would have expected, the Short Hills Mall, home to over 150 upscale stores and restaurants, and, according to a disgruntled summer intern, the secret headquarters of the United States Bureau of Subterfuge. Did you follow all that, Deborah?
Barely.
Here beside me to help bust Lisa out of federal custody and clear her own name in the process, your host, and a woman who's been wrongly accused of developing a homeopathic truth serum in our podcast studio, Deborah Goldstein.
Thanks, Noah. I'm glad to be here so we can finally put all this spy nonsense behind us. So, this is the place they've been keeping Lisa, huh? This little perfume shop?
Well, according to McCoy, it is the BS Boutique.
It sure doesn't look like a spy agency.
True, but I guess that's espionage 101, right? Are you ready to go in?
Let's do some shopping.
Well, listeners, here we go. It's been a long journey to get here, but Our hope is that today, we arrive at the same destination we always try to reach on this podcast, the truth. Wish us luck.
Hello, and welcome to the BS Boutique.
Wait a minute, I know that voice.
I'm the owner and operator, Bova Schnuffler. This is our sales associate, AAX Service Pro 712. If you would like Axie to help you find which perfume you are looking for today, please say okay.
Oh, enough with the charade. You are not Bova Schnuffler. You're Dana Kundschafter.
I think you may be a bit confused, my friend.
Not anymore. We know exactly what you and the Bureau of Subterfuge have been up to, and it's not going to work.
Oh, I'm sure you are mistaken.
Yeah, right. And I'm J. Edgar Hoover in a cocktail dress. Now step aside and take us to Lisa.
Bova, is there a problem in here?
Agent Lapsum.
What? No, I'm sure you're mistaken. My name's Brian Skirmisher. I sell perfumes and perfume-adjacent accessories. You can have a look around yourself if you don't believe me.
Okay. Can we see what's on the other side of that door right behind you there?
Well, no. That's a highly classified supply closet.
You two are unbelievable. You spend all day spying on other people, and it never crossed your minds that someone might be listening to you?
What exactly are you getting at?
You're keeping a state-of-the-art sound effects robot back there. It didn't occur to you that he might be equipped with a microphone?
Wait, you're Deborah Goldstein.
Now you're getting it.
We've heard every conversation you ever had with Lisa, Agent Lapsum. You too, Dana. We know all about the Bureau of Subterfuge and the Kundschafter Agency. Now you know how it feels to be spied on.
I see. So you know what we've been up to. Well, bully for you. Well, you don't know. And where we've been keeping your little robot friend.
Is he through that door behind you?
I told you, Dana, we should have made that interrogation room harder to find.
Oh, sorry, Agent Lapsum. Next time, sir.
Okay, we all know you're keeping Lisa back there. Can you just open the door and let us in?
You know what? I'll take you to go see Lisa. Have a look at his cell. You explain to him why he's locked up here at the Short Hills Mall. Follow me. Dana, why is this door locked?
You are pushing it, sir. It says pull.
Just a minute ago, it said push.
That was on the other side, sir.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, watch your step, everybody. Welcome to the Bureau of Subterfuge.
My God, this is a huge operation. How many people are you spying on anyway?
Oh, thousands. It's quite exhausting spying on so many people, to be totally honest with you. Especially the ones who aren't doing anything wrong.
You mean like me?
Oh, now that's a laugh for Ms. Goldstein. Why, you're public enemy number one around here. Your homeopathic truth serum, that's our top priority this summer.
I don't have a homeopathic truth serum.
Well, obviously, you didn't bring it with you to the Bureau. That would be downright insane. We know you're hiding it somewhere.
Where's Lisa?
Follow me, Ms. Goldstein. I think you should see the consequences your criminal activity has brought upon your friend.
Lisa!
Noah! Deborah!
I've been worried sick about you. Are you all right? Oh my goodness, you look... Wait, you actually look fine.
Oh, yeah, I am fine.
But how can you be fine? You've been in federal custody all summer long. Have you even left this room since you got here?
No, it's been awesome.
What?
Yeah, pretty much just sleep most of the day, which I love. Every afternoon, he comes in and asks me some bizarre questions, which I don't know anything about. What? Then he gets angry and he leaves. And then I spend a couple of hours working on my screenplay. Truth be told, it's the most relaxing summer break I've had in quite a while.
You're not supposed to enjoy it.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Okay, Agent Lapsum, you're obviously a smart person. You run a United States spy agency with thousands of assignments and... How big a budget?
About $25 million.
$25 million? Ah, jeez. Okay, so you're a successful competent spy. Surely you can recognize when a case has gone cold, right? You've had a snoop on Deborah for the better part of 6 months. You've been grilling Lisa all summer. None of it to any avail. I don't think there's any such thing as homeopathic truth serum. Face it, Agent Lapsom. You had bad intelligence.
Bad intelligence? Son, as far as the Bureau is concerned, there's no such thing as bad intelligence. We don't let a single clue go to waste.
But you don't have a single clue.
Oh, we got something better than that, Ms. Goldstein. We have your entire hard drive to poke through.
You don't have my computer. Lisa refused to give it up. We heard the whole thing.
Oh, Ms. Goldstein. You know, for Criminal Mastermind, you're a bit slow on the uptake. You think we let you run around renegade all this time without putting a tail on you? We've had someone on the inside for months.
We know. Lisa.
Not him. Lisa.
I am Lisa.
I said, not you.
Yes, Agent Lapsom? You called me?
Lisa, the intern.
Oh, hi, Miss Goldstein. It's a good thing you're here. I was actually hoping to talk to you about changing my hours once school starts back up again.
Changing your hours? You're not going to get any more hours at the Big Fib. You're not an intern at all. You're a spy.
Well, actually, she's both. And you see, we at the Bureau happen to be very proud of our summer internship program, and Lisa here turned out to be a fine young recruit. I suspect she'll be spying on her fellow Americans for years to come.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm not really that into espionage, if I'm being honest. I just need a letter of recommendation for my college application.
But I was already going to write you a letter of recommendation.
Yes, but I needed two.
So you spied on us?
I told you that I had another summer internship. You said that wouldn't be a problem.
We didn't think your other internship would be at the Bureau of Subterfuge.
Lisa, you knew the most important part of the internship was to always tell the truth. How could you lie to our faces?
I didn't lie. I never said I wasn't a spy.
Oh, that's rich.
Frankly, I feel that juggling two internships at once really speaks to my versatility. And I think that's probably how you should phrase it in my letter of recommendation.
Letter of... I'm not going to write you a letter of recommendation now.
Of course not now. I mean, when you write it later.
I'm not going to write you a letter of recommendation at all.
But that's not fair. I've done everything you asked me to do and more.
Yeah, a lot more. Like spying on us.
But if I don't get two really good letters of recommendation, I'm never going to get into my top choice of colleges. And then I'll be a failure.
Oh, don't worry about it, Lisa. You'll always have a spot here with me at the Bureau.
Oh, God.
You see now, Ms. Goldstein, you're not dealing with some rinky-dink intelligence agency here. We have eyes and ears all over the world. We assign spies to go spy on our other spies. Sometimes we even send a third spy to go spy on them.
So what? So you have my computer. Who cares? There's nothing secret on there except a family recipe for mixed berry crumble.
Oh, we made the secret crumble, Ms. Goldstein, just to see if it contained any clues.
And did it?
No. And it was too tart. You tell your bubby it could use a little more brown sugar, in my opinion.
You're supposed to soak the berries first.
McCoy, get in here.
Coming, sir.
Did we soak the berries?
No, sir. You told me it wasn't important. Oh, hi there.
Oh, well, where are my manners? This is our other summer intern, McCoy.
Oh, hi. McCoy, is it? Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Now, you see, McCoy only does two things. Earn college credits and make perps like you spill their guts. And we're all out of college credits.
That's no problem. We give out college credits, too. Maybe he wants to come work for us, since we just had an internship open up.
Oh, fat chance. McCoy may be an incompetent, but he's perfectly happy with us here at the Bureau, aren't you, McCoy?
I love it here, sir.
Oh, that's good. Now, why don't you go fetch me a cup of coffee and pour it out, since you always screw it up the first time. And get me something I can actually drink, okay?
Of course, Agent Lapsom, sir. I'll get you something special.
Oh, well, that sounds good. It was nice of you to offer him those college credits, Goldstein, but McCoy would never abandon me. Certainly not to join your criminal enterprise, that's for sure.
For the last time, I do not run a criminal enterprise, and I am not making a homeopathic truth serum.
Oh, you could play dumb all you like. But if you're not the one behind the truth serum, then how do you explain the fact that we found the word truth on your computer 257 times since the beginning of the year?
Because I host a podcast about truth and lies. You had two different spies on me, and you didn't know that?
Oh, we know about the podcast, Ms. Goldstein. You're too late to cover that up. In fact, your little robot friend has already told us the names and occupations of every single expert and liar that have been on the Big Fib. And which ones are which?
That's not secret information.
Oh, really? He said it was.
Oh, yeah.
We reveal it at the end of every episode. How could you not know that?
I see. Well, I'm afraid I'm a little busy to be listening to podcasts all day long. In case you couldn't tell, I've got a spy agency to mismanage.
No, we can tell.
You don't know anything about anything. You must be one of the worst spies ever.
Well, I don't think that's a very nice thing to say about a person.
But it's true. You spent 6 months spying on us, and all you found out was who the liars on our game show were. That's literally the job of a human child.
Oh, really? Would a human child be able to bust your truth serum operation with nothing but a couple of rookie field agents and a few million dollars?
I guess not, but neither did you. You didn't find any evidence.
Exactly. Which only proves our case.
How?
Because a true criminal always covers their tracks, Ms. Goldstein. That's espionage 101. The more evidence we don't find, the more we know you must be hiding.
That's the most preposterous thing I've ever heard.
Well, I guess I got a case of preposter syndrome then. Because it's the truth.
This is never going to hold up in court. Your claims are totally spurious.
That's right, Ms. Goldstein. Spurious is a heart attack. Why, we could keep all three of you locked up here indefinitely on charges of espionage, humiliating an officer, illegal possession of a mixed berry crumble, and criminal contempt.
You're right about the contempt part.
Don't you see it now, Ms. Goldstein? There's only one way out for you. And you've known it from the very beginning. We want Coldstone.
Oh, if you're going, could you get me a peanut butter dream?
For the last time, I am not referring to the ice cream. It's a code name for a homeopathic concoction that makes people tell the truth.
It's not real, Agent Lapsom. I don't know what else to say. You know, when you collect this much data on people, when you have that many spies out in the field, you're bound to stumble on some bad intelligence. That's all this is. You made a mistake.
Only it's not bad intelligence. It's good intelligence. And the Bureau doesn't make mistakes. We make... McCoy, are you just going to stand there or what?
I didn't want to interrupt you again, sir. In case you're about to crack them.
No, it's fine, McCoy. They're already as good as cracked. What's this? Coffee?
Iced mochaccino, sir. Double caramel, extra sprinkles, real cow's milk, and no coffee in it at all.
Well, it's delicious, McCoy. You finally figured out what I like. That's terrific. Where's this from, anyway?
Coldstone, sir.
Coldstone?
Oh. This time I actually was talking about the ice cream place.
Oh, very good then. You find out exactly how they make this drink, all right, McCoy? And don't come back till you do.
I'm on it, Agent Lapsom.
Now, where was I?
Oh, you were threatening us with hard time?
Oh, yeah, right. Threatening people with hard time is one of my favorite parts of the job, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah, do be honest with us. Why do you love it so much?
Well, because it gets people to give me what I want.
Even when you're bluffing?
That's right. Even when I'm bluffing. Yeah.
Like you are right now?
Huh? What do you mean?
I mean, have you been lying to us? Can you really lock us up with just the evidence you have now?
Of course I can't. We don't have a case. Wait, why am I telling you this?
What do you mean you don't have a case? Why not?
It's not illegal to make homeopathic truth serum.
Then what's the point of the investigation?
The Bureau just wants it for ourselves. No, hang on. I did not mean to say that.
We're free to go, aren't we? You can't legally keep us here.
No, the Bureau doesn't have any jurisdiction outside of the Short Hills Mall. Why am I telling you this?
Wait, so as soon as we leave the mall, you can't come after us anymore?
That's right. But don't do it.
Noah, Lisa, run!
Hey, wait. You come back here. Dana, stop them!
Stop. You are under arrest.
No, we're not.
Then stick around for me, Mr. Audience. We can finally go on our date.
Oh, wow. You're beautiful. How do you know my name?
No, you've already met her, Lisa. And she betrayed you.
Do you like jazz by any chance?
That's right. He doesn't remember. Come on.
Dana, call me.
You stop running right this instant.
Agent Lapson, which way is the exit?
First door on your left. Dang it.
This way.
No, don't you. Hey, McCoy.
What is it, sir?
They're getting away. Close that door and lock it.
This door? It won't budge, sir.
You're pushing it, McCoy. It says pull. Oh, for Pete's sake, you just let them get past you.
Sorry, Agent Lapsum. Next time, sir.
Lisa!
What?
Not you, the other Lisa.
I'm coming.
Get the rent-a-cops on the phone. We can't let them leave the mall.
I'm on it.
Robot, Lisa, create a diversion, quick.
Like what?
I don't know. Figure something out.
Ooh, got it.
Now, what in the heck is that?
It sounds like an entirely preventable disaster at Jamba Juice, sir.
Security is all tied up at the moment, Agent Lapsum. They said they can't come help you until they figure out what's going on at Jamba Juice.
No. It's a hoax. That's one of Lisa's sound effects.
I don't make sound effects, sir.
Not you.
What?
They're getting away. Do something. Take some initiative.
I can't hear you over the commotion, Agent Lapsum.
I said stop them.
Can I get you something from the food court?
Later. Later.
We did it! We're free!
So much sunlight! Can we go back?
You want to go back to the Bureau?
They never made me run.
Well, you don't have to run anymore. You heard Agent Lapsum. Once we're out of the mall, they have no authority over us. It's all over. Come on, let's walk to the car.
I just don't understand why Agent Lapsum would give away the ballgame like that. Right at the very end. Telling us about how he didn't have a case? I mean, why would he do that?
Yep, it's a mystery.
Yeah, I don't get that either. All summer long, he's been threatening me with prison unless I give you up.
And all the while, you didn't give him anything. You're a good friend, Lisa. I'm proud of you.
I couldn't give him anything, remember? I erased my hard drive. The last thing I remember is that I was going to go pitch my movie at some talent agency. Hey, what happened after that?
You know, Lisa, it's a long, long story. And there are some pretty large sections of it that don't really make any sense.
If you say so.
All right, guys, it's been a long day. Let's go home.
Can we get some Cold Stone on the way? I've been craving it all summer long for some reason.
Anything you want, Lisa.
Wait a minute. Cold Stone. McCoy brought Agent Lapsum Cold Stone.
So what?
And then Agent Lapsum started spilling his guts. He told us about not having a case, about how to evade his jurisdiction, even how to leave the BS boutique. I mean, why would he tell us the truth about all that?
I guess he made a mistake.
He drank Cold Stone.
We know.
No, I'm not talking about the ice cream. I mean the homeopathic truth serum. McCoy must have slipped it to him in that mochaccino.
But how would McCoy get homeopathic truth serum?
Deborah?
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh my God, the Bureau was right. They actually had good intelligence.
About what?
Cold Stone. It's real. You really do have a homeopathic truth serum.
Oh, come on. I think you watch too many spy movies.
Wait, are you really the one behind it?
You can tell the difference between truth and lies, can't you, Lisa?
I'm not so sure I can anymore.
Well, then let's go home and make some more episodes of the podcast. That's the only way we'll get better at it. Well, I guess that wraps it up for this week on The Big Fib, as well as for our entire spy robot saga. Hopefully this is our last encounter with espionage, at least until Lisa's movie gets made.
Oh, that reminds me. Can you reinstall all my memories of the last 6 months? That's gonna make great material for a sequel.
I'm starting to think it's better if I delete them for good.
Ah, don't do that.
Thanks to our sound effects robot Lisa for staying strong in the face of a months-long interrogation at the Bureau of Subterfuge. To our producer Noah for helping us keep track of this ridiculously convoluted turn of events. To our new summer intern, McCoy, for, well, just for being a nice kid, I guess. And, ah, the heck with it, thanks to Lisa the intern as well. Even if she did spy on us, she sure took a lot of initiative.
So wait, you're actually gonna write her a letter of recommendation?
What can I say? She caught me in a good mood. Oh, and of course, thanks so much to you, the listeners, for tuning into The Big Fib, where we spy on lies and never, ever snitch on the truth.
The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media. Visit us online at gzmshows.com, where you can discover more great podcasts, find out how you can participate, and submit questions for me to answer on Ask Lisa. Just don't ask me anything that could incriminate Deborah. And follow us on social media at The Big Fib Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. Oh, and if you have any tips, clues, or suggestions for my screenplay, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and tell us about it in the message. And now, I can finally read you guys the latest draft of Spy Robot. You're going to love it.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Lisa, look, we're really not in the mood for any more spy stuff.
Interior, Short Hills Mall, day.
Lisa.
All Emma wants is to be a regular sound effects robot.
Lisa.
But the U.S. government has other ideas. A beautiful exploration droid approaches.
Droid.
Hey, you like jazz?
It's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a Season 1, Episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.